This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Burkina Faso's president vowed Thursday to strengthen dialogue in his troubled country after gaining a landslide victory in his bid for a second five-year term. Roch Marc Christian Kabore gained a large outright majority of 57.87% in the first round of Sunday's presidential election, so there was no need for a runoff, the Independent National Electoral Commission said. The 63-year-old incumbent has been under fire for what critics say has been a weak response to a five-year jihadist insurgency that has creeped in from Mali, leaving an estimated 1,200 people dead and displacing up to a million from their homes. Despite his record, he was the favorite in what commentators said was one of the country's most open elections in years. The Ethiopian military will begin the final phase of an offensive in the rebellious Tigray region, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Thursday. The announcement comes hours after an ultimatum for local forces to surrender expired, and the prime minister told civilians to stay home and disarm. The government gave the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, 72 hours on Sunday to lay down their arms or face an assault on Mekele, the regional capital of 500,000 people. Rights groups raise concerns over civilians caught up in military operations in which thousands are already believed to have died since fighting began on November 4th. Meantime, the UN Refugee Agency reports that nearly 43,000 Ethiopian refugees have fled over the border to Sudan. And former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 3 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, according to family sources and a party.